This is Day to Day. I'm James Hattori.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Utah, hope is fading, but rescue efforts continue at the Crandall Canyon Mine. Six workers have been trapped inside since the mine collapsed a week and a half ago.
Some folks in the nearby town of Huntington are asking questions about the methods used to extract coal from the mine. To find out more about the Crandall Canyon Mine and about the people who work it, we sent independent producer Scott Carrier to Utah. Here's what he heard.
We learned to find miners by driving around looking for big men with arms the width of my legs. Some didn't want to talk. Some did, although some wanted to talk off record. The first thing I wanted to know was, what's it like to work in a coal mine? They told me it's dark and dirty and dangerous. 2,000 feet under a mountain, there's an enormous amount of pressure. The earth creaks and groans. They place long bolts in the ceiling to keep it from falling down. But sometimes the walls blow out and the floors heave upward. They call it a bounce.
There's bounces that go on all the time. It happens all the time. Some are real bad.
Wally Franson of Moroni, Utah, 52 years old. He's worked in the same coal mine for 30 years.
We have them in our mine in the longwall section. They bounce and it'll blow that coal clear out. I mean, people get covered up. Sometimes it gives you a warning, sometimes it don't.
You get used to that. It's part of mining. We had one in our mine, registered nearly 4 on the Richter scale. Did some damage. Luckily didn't have a big cave-in.
Bruce Meyerhoff lives in Huntington and worked as a coal miner for 22 years.
That's part of mining. It's just a different kind of work. Some mines are wet. They have water dripping out of the ceiling. Oh. Some you have to wear rain gear all the time. Some are very dry. Most of the ones in these mountains right here are non-gassy, but you go just down 20 miles down to Price, and some of the mines down there are very gassy.
You mean methane? Methane?
Methane.
They can explode, can they?
You bet.
The coal lies in a layer about 8 feet thick, sandwiched between layers of sandstone. The miners cut the coal out in a grid pattern. They gouge corridors 8 feet high by 15 feet wide by 1,000 feet long. 70 corridors, side by side, parallel, 130 feet apart. And then they cross-cut these corridors. Again, 70 cuts, 130 feet apart. So it comes out looking like the plot map of city streets and blocks. This leaves most of the coal in place, intentionally, for safety's sake. But it's good coal, just sitting there as support pillars. So there's a practice called retreat mining, where as the miners pull out of an area, they carve off the walls of the support pillars and let the ceiling cave in behind them on purpose in order to relieve the overall pressure on the weakened structure. In retreat mining, the profits are high, but so are the dangers. One miner told us they call it greeting it out, being greedy. But the miners don't make more money. The owners do. This is the central issue in coal mining. Safety of the miners versus profit by the owners. Of the 9 coal mines in central Utah, only 2 are unionized. The Crandall Canyon mine is non-union, and a lot of the people we spoke with, many of them union members, had complaints about the mine's part owner, Robert Murray. This is Joe Young, a coal truck driver from Huntington.
So have you worked in the mines, or have you always been a driver?
I've always been a driver. I've hauled coal out of that mine for years.
Huh. This one that...
Yes, the one that collapsed, yes.
Huh. What's it like down there? Have you been down in the mine?
I was down there once, and it was a good mine. It was an excellent mine until Murray bought it. Huh. He came in and laid off a bunch of the miners, shipped them to other mines, and the working conditions just got worse.
Huh.
I have lots of friends that work up there.
And what did they tell you?
They didn't like it. They didn't want to work there. You know, but you have to do a job. Huh. You know, support your family.
You might have seen Robert Murray on TV over the past week. His mines, here in Utah and back east, have earned a long list of safety violations, and he has a reputation for not getting along with the unions. A lot of people, miners, and even local sheriff's deputies we spoke with, admitted they were afraid of him.
Yeah, Murray don't like unions because union people tend to make them follow the rules and do things right.
Wally Franson.
I've heard a lot of horror stories about these non-union mines. I can't tell you what goes on there, but I've heard from other workers that it's hired on up there that's told us. there are just some things I shouldn't say. There, I have my opinion and stuff, you know, right. You know what I think of the guy, but I don't know if I ought to say anything because, you know, if he gets word of me saying things about him, you know, I just don't want any problems with the guy, you know.
Ever since the collapse happened last week, Robert Murray's been blaming a naturally occurring earthquake. But seismologists say the earth moved because of the collapse, not vice versa. And Murray maintains his workers were not engaged in retreat mining.
The area where these men are is entirely surrounded by solid, firm, strong pillars of coal. There was no retreat mining in the immediate vicinity.
I know what happened.
Miner Wally Franson.
I know what happened because I've been in the mine long enough and I've seen everything about, you know, there is to happen, it can happen, you know. And from what they were saying was it was an earthquake. I don't believe that. It was a bounce. And what a bounce is when you get so much pressure pushing down on them pillars of coal that when it blew the pillars out and filled the entries up with coal. You know, you're talking 1,400 feet of all your entries filled up, you know.
Well, so these pillars actually explode?
Explode. Exactly.
For now, nobody knows for sure what made the Crandall Canyon mine collapse. Not the owner or federal regulators or the miners in Huntington. But everybody there knows 6 men are still down in the cold, hard ground. For NPR News, this is Scott Carrier.
Scott Carrier is part of the radio collective HearingVoices.com. And since the mine caved in on August 6th, we've been seeking an interview with Robert Murray, the part owner of the Crandall Canyon Mine. He has not yet agreed to speak with us.